In this episode, we're going to share with you the three unbreakable biblical laws of podcast growth.
Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast.
Hello, and welcome back to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing. I'm Ty Gauchet.
And I'm Anthony Wineri.
What do you think of when I say biblical law, Anthony?
I think of the Bible. I think of my man, Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. But yeah, I think of the Bible. I think of the commandments. I think about laws and sin and a few things, but really mainly I think about like a book or a set of rules and laws that people should live by. Some guiding principles. That's what I think about when I think about biblical.
Now, whether you're Christian or not, I'm personally not, but biblical, the word, it just holds a certain reverence, right? It is just something that you respect and you go by. And that's really what we're trying to get across here. Guiding principles that are of what importance?
The highest importance.
I mean,
yeah,
I'm
the highest importance.
Christian, but biblical rings that word. It has that connotation. Same. The meaning is the same. I can fully get behind that. So with that said, what is the first biblical law?
Tig, mate. Like, let's do some foreplay, bro. Like, come on, our listeners. We need. Why the hell are we even talking about this topic in the first place? Why should our listeners care about these laws? How did this come about? Like, how do we think of these laws or why are these laws important? Look, here's the thing. We've got a program. You might have heard of it. Get More Listeners Academy. It's personalized coaching, one-on-one program with our clients. We are podcasters, grow and monetize. All that shebang, right? Me and Tiger, I guess, have realized and started noticing that a lot of new clients, let's say, or even sometimes old clients who've had a podcast from some times and a little while, sometimes maybe have certain tendencies or habits or make a certain mistake that we just know and feel based on past experience just shouldn't necessarily be happening. And these are mistakes that you literally cannot afford to make. And sometimes these mistakes don't seem obvious to you. It's not the most obvious thing and they sneak up on you. You don't realize how much it might affect you. Something small, and again, we're going to go through these laws in just a moment. Something small that you're not even aware of, that you think, oh, let me just do this, or let me just not do this in my podcast or with my podcast, has that's the best I could do. Very bad connotation, very bad things, right?
Way to tease law number two, Anthony.
So that's why we wanted to break down these three, again, just biblical laws, like these commandments that you cannot afford to break. So, Ty, with that being said, what is law number one?
The first biblical law of podcast growth is inputs equals outputs.
Inputs equals outputs. Huh. Interesting. And what do you mean by that, Ty?
Well, yeah, let's expand. Because this is probably just a biblical law of life, right? You could say, and it applies in lots of different situations. But in the context of podcasting, if I'm just speaking, I'm just going to absolutely riff, so to speak, here and just say the first example that comes to my mind, inputs equals outputs. If your input is just a very bog standard, you're just interviewing one person a week, just feeling out what their story is, not really putting too much effort into critiquing who you have on, who you don't, you're just rocking up, doing an interview a week, going through the motions because that's what you've seen. Not really trying to think outside the box or push the creative boundaries or really stand your podcast out, then your output is going to match that, right? And it's going to be lackluster audience that never really grows past something that can be meaningful to you or that really touches on your goals. It's never going to stand out to people and therefore never really going to pick up to escape velocity, if you like, never really going to snowball in terms of audience growth. It's just going to trickle along, just do its thing, and slow and steady wins the race, so they say. Well, in podcasting, maybe it did if you started in 2015, but if slow and steady means just doing an interview show once a week and again, not being creative about it. And simply put, if you never are putting in the effort and thought were required to really take this podcast to new heights, then it just simply is just not going to get new heights, right? If you're putting in, say, 30% in terms of mental energy and time of what you could be putting in, then you're never going to have 100% audience, which what is 100%? To a lot of people, they might say 10,000 monthly downloads or something like that, right?
Mm. Yeah, and I guess this kind of brings us to this point where Newton, my man Newton, the physicist, I believe, I think it was a physicist. Yeah, definitely a physicist. So Newton's third law, and again, this is like a law of nature. This is a law of physics, maths, right? Newton's third law simply states that for every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction. I feel like that's probably a law that most people would have heard of. But that applies to not just podcasting, applies to everything in life. So really showing up as if you are the best. And I think it's all the little things that sometimes don't feel like they matter. For example, how are you as a host? You know, the little 10 minutes you have before your guest, are you disorganized? Have you done your research? I've been a guest on some podcasts where I'm like, wow, this is a terrible experience. You've done zero preparation. You're clearly rushed. This doesn't feel great. And then after the episode is done, they don't even care about me. I feel like I'm being used for some kind of transaction. Now, if you listen to our podcast, that's probably not you. You probably do give the time and effort and energy. But these are little things that you can sometimes miss and you can sometimes become complacent. But again, all of that is energy. That's an input, your action, how you prep for interviews, how you are as a host, how you show up to your podcast episode. All of that's your inputs. But we also mean the inputs when it comes to the actual action of growing your podcast. So it's all of these components. Again, inputs equals outputs. If you want to be number one, if you want to be the best, or maybe if you just want to attract the right listeners, you have to put the work and energy and effort required to attract the right listeners. So always ask yourself that. If I'm aiming to get as big as possible and make a boatload of money, is my inputs, are my actions matching the output, the outcome that I deeply desire? And if they're not aligned, it's not going to be a surprise why the results isn't where you want to be. But if they are aligned, then you know the inputs, you're moving in the right direction and your inputs are valid.
So for you right now listening, I guess think to yourself, are you in what aspect of podcasting? Are you just maybe coasting, maybe just going through the motions? And it would be very hard not to do that because you're doing this every week. You've been doing this for a long time. That's just what naturally happens if you do something for a while. What is it? Atrophy. I always get those two mixed up.
Entropy,
if that is you, I don't blame you. This is just what happens unless you put a conscious effort to not make it happen. And if this serves as a wake-up call or at the very least some food for thought about how proportionate your inputs are to the outputs you want, then I'd be very happy. So with that said, Anthony, what is the second law of the second biblical law of podcast growth?
So the second law is, Tig, never miss an upload. I'm going to repeat
never
this.
Never miss an upload. Sorry, I already got there before you.
Never miss an upload under any circumstance. I don't care if you're getting married. I don't care if you're in labor, your wife's in labor. I don't give a crap if it's your bloody baptism. It doesn't matter. Never, ever under any circumstance. All jokes aside, we're having a little laugh here, but we are also being serious, right? Never miss an upload. If you're dedicated to yourself and picked out a specific date that you've got an episode coming out and that's the cadence, never under any circumstance miss an upload. Like, I could go nuts.
But Anthony, what if I'm ill? I can't record. My voice, I've got laryngitis. I can't even get the mic to pick up my voice.
Grow up.
What do I do?
I'm joking. So I guess it's to clarify, there's going to be situations that come up where it might be tricky for you to keep your regular cadence, for you to keep consistent, whether that's you being ill or having something going on in your life or whether your guest...
You're talking about recording here, right? Regular cadence for recording.
Correct. Or whether that's, I don't know, your co-host falls ill or the guest doesn't show up to an interview. There's going to be tons of reasons and circumstances that pop up that might prevent you from recording an episode that then might have a domino effect where you might be 1 week out in terms of your recording schedule or one episode out in terms of publishing rather. And because you've had an incident that's occurred, that could mess things up where you don't publish the next week or the following week. It feels like a valid reason, but there's different ways to go around this. And I guess, Tig, like we keep saying, don't miss an upload. Why shouldn't people miss an upload? And then we can break down little tactics around how people can navigate circumstances that do pop up that ruins recording schedules.
You read my mind. I was going to ask you that because I think the first law, that's just an actual law of physics, right? Like from Newton. And we just showed how that applies in podcasting. This one, this isn't something that applies in the world. This is a podcast specific law. This is important to explain why is this actually a law, i.e. why is it black and white that if you do this, it's bad for growth, and if you don't do this, it's good for growth, right? If you miss an episode, and by miss, sorry, if you miss an upload, and by that, you, let's say you upload once a week, you go a week without uploading, or let's say you upload once a week on Mondays, and you're late, and then you have to upload your episode on Wednesday, that still counts, right? If it's delayed, then it's messing with the schedule, it's messing with your listeners' routines. So either way, they're the same. There's not much difference in my eyes. This 100% of the time kills momentum. So if you're growing, in fact, you know, I don't want to be sensationalist, it hurts your momentum. It's not going to take it from 100 to zero necessarily, but it will always have a downward effect on it. If you're on the way up, then that is a surefire way to put a damper on the rising tide of your podcast. If you're not on the way up, then you're just not going to be able to get on the way up in the first place. And it's, again, it's, Anthony, which one is it? Is it atrophy or entropy?
Entropy.
Okay. You did biology, didn't you? Quite liked you. That's where you... That's where
it's physics, but I think it could be physics or biology, to be honest. Like, cool. I've got a big brain. I get what you're saying.
Yep. You just recognized the big word a minute ago. I think it's some kind of weird human... We know. It's a human psychological thing that we just self-sabotage right by nature unless we actively don't. What we were saying before, you can put in loads of effort to the podcast, be really thinking about it. Your inputs are great. But then over time, naturally, unless you go out of your way to keep them that way, they will just drop naturally. The kind of same thing happens with uploading, where we have clients doing really well. They're really picking up momentum. The show starts to grow. And then they say, oh, I'm going on holiday this week, so I'm not going to be able to release this week. Or, oh, I'm ill this week, so I'm going to have to delay the episode. Now, again, love our clients. If you're listening right now as well, whether you're a client or not, I get it. I get that these things happen. But this is a preparation issue, right? It's a law because that is just going to hurt your chances of the growth still. Your audience, they do not care that you're on holiday or that you're ill. They just care that you didn't have an episode there when it needed to be to keep the momentum and keep the fire burning. Right? So there's ways around that. It's a preparation issue if it's on a rainy day, right? This is why we have banks of episodes ready. This is why you should always be a couple of weeks ahead at a minimum.
Ooh, brother, cool down, calm it. This is meant to be a chill episode, bro.
I'm joking.
Man's getting fired up. In all seriousness, though, so you do raise some good points in terms of ways that people can prep themselves so they don't ever miss an episode. I guess what other things could they do? So let's say that yeah, they should have been more prepared. Yeah, they should be, you know, 2 weeks ahead. But for whatever reason, life happens, they get too busy. What other things could they do? Like, what other ways could they leverage maybe old episodes, or what other things could they do in order to keep that cadence up and running?
I've got another one before I answer that question. Your podcast is a plant.
Okay, here we go.
And episodes are the water, right? If you just stop pouring water in a plant that is growing, then it's just going to hinder its growth. And if you don't pour water to a plant that isn't growing, then it's absolutely never going to grow, right? That's probably a better analogy than what I said before. Okay, sorry, now I'm going to ask you a question, but what did you say again?
What other things? Like, let's say they did have the cadence and...
Okay. And to now circle back to your question, in terms of other things you can do to... Just make sure you're not in a position where you have to ever go, where you have to ever miss an upload. You know, whether that's once a week, twice a week, if you're doing a daily show, if that's what you're doing, then stick to it. Of course, you know, batch recording, just basically having episodes in the bank for if an emergency comes up on the week, that's standard. But even if not, you can still repurpose a past episode, which is something we've spoken about before on the podcast. I know people do it, but I feel like most people don't think to do that. And it often surprises people when we mention it. So if that's you and you haven't heard that before, what you can simply do is an episode that's a few months old that you know was a hit. Maybe it had a good amount of downloads. Maybe it had really good retention time. Ideally, both. You can just republish that. And no, listeners will not get mad because one, they would just rather the content be there. And if you spin a new intro on it and explain what's going on, you're not cheating anyone. You just let them know. And secondly, most importantly, most of the time, the old listeners will have heard that, but a lot of your new listeners won't, right? So it's actually still fresh content a lot for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
It's a win-win.
I like that. Wait, love the plant analogy. On to the final law. So far we have...
You did an email about podcast watering a plant once, I think.
I did. I'll take credit for that idea, mate.
Yeah, I want to pass that credit back to you. But yeah, go on.
All good. So far we have law number one, inputs equals outputs. Law number two, never miss an upload. So Tig, what's law number three?
Well, law number three is a bit more of a tongue twister than the other two. Let's say it's a bit longer. So I'll say it. The only predictable way to grow a podcast is through a positive feedback loop. I'll say it again. The only predictable way to grow a podcast is through a positive feedback loop. So when I say predictable, I say you can actually calculate the growth and you can rely on it. When I say the only way, I mean because this is the only way you can actually guarantee growth and actually, like I say, I'm just repeating myself. This is the only way you can predict and calculate growth. I'm not saying growth can't happen from other ways, but the only way you can make it happen on your own terms is through a positive feedback loop. Anthony, what is a feedback loop?
So for those of you right now scratching your heads thinking, what the hell are these guys on about talking about positive feedback loop this, positive feedback loop that? You're acting like a bunch of mad scientists. A positive feedback loop is essentially a process where the action that you take generates a very specific result. And the specific results that it generates encourages you and helps you take the action again. And now because you're able to take the action again with enhancements, the result that you get gets better. So again, it still sounds like mumbo jumbo. Practically speaking, an example of this of positive feedback loop would be, I go to the gym, I love working out. When I first started going to the gym, the action that I would take would be I'll go and have an intense workout, right? And then I'll go home and I'd have to have tons and tons of protein. And then what would happen is the next day, my body heals a bit, still wake up a little bit sore, but your body heals, your muscles heals because I had the protein. Now, because my body is healed, I'm able to go to my next session with my muscles now bigger and stronger and have an even more intense workout. Now, because I have an even more intense workout, when I go home, I have even more protein to heal and to get my energy back up. And because I've had more protein to heal and give me energy, when I go to my next workout, I train again even more intensely. And this is a feedback loop where my action of going to the gym and working out intensely leads to me needing to have more protein. And by me having more protein, my muscles grow and I become stronger. And when I become stronger, my muscles grow, I can go to the gym and have an even more intense workout. What does this mean when it comes to podcasting? Most people just walk through.
Sorry, so what you're saying is the positive feedback loop, or the feedback loop that you found is, you know for sure through evidence and through empirical experience that if you go to the gym, train hard, and eat protein and eat properly, you do gain muscle, and that just happens, right? So that's the feedback loop because, you know, you can just do more of that and the result is predictable, right? You're going to put on muscle. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes, correct. That's right.
Got it.
And I think the biggest issue that we have with clients who are coming in or just podcasters in general is everyone's just guessing. Everyone just thinks you're going to stumble onto kind of growth. You're throwing water at the wall and trying to see what sticks, and nothing ever sticks. And if you're listening to this right now and you've experienced that in the past, it's because you haven't found the positive feedback loop. If you found the positive feedback loop, it's very straightforward for you to know what actions you should take. But people struggle because they try social media and promoting on this and getting big guests on, but it doesn't actually help them grow month after month, which means you haven't found the specific actions you need to take on a daily or weekly or monthly basis to guarantee your podcast grows month after month. When you don't have a positive feedback loop, again, it's just guesswork.
Yeah, and to your point, we're not saying you can't grow a podcast without a positive feedback loop. You certainly can. Things just randomly take off all the time, right? But we wouldn't rely on that. And growth does happen in unexpected places sometimes, but again, it's not measured. We didn't calculate that and absolutely make it happen under law. We just put the odds in our favor and had, you know, the good chance happened. But the only way to calculate it and predict it, again, is through what you're saying. And so for people listening right now, how can they actually go out there and find their own positive feedback loop? And I say their own because that's the point as well, right? Other people's feedback loops are not necessarily your own. Because if that was the case, then we'd all be growing with short form content and getting big guests, right? But clearly, the same thing doesn't work the same for everyone. So again, for our listeners, how can they find their positive feedback loop?
So I think the best way to find a positive feedback loop is by isolating specific actions within your podcast, right? What do I mean? You probably hear so many different strategies, maybe from me and Tig, and the Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing podcast, maybe from other gurus out there, maybe from the internet, or maybe you have ideas. First thing you have to do is to ask yourself, okay, what strategy do I want to implement? Anthony and Tig talk all about guessing on other people's podcasts as a way to get exposure for your show. or they talk about podcast SEO as a way to become more discoverable and rank higher on Apple and Spotify. Or they always talk about building a proven content strategy to increase their engagement, or having a hook at the start of my intro. It doesn't matter what it is. Any one of these tactics, pick one of them. Try it and then see the results. An example, if you're trying to find a positive feedback loop to increase your engagement, let's say on the podcast, which is going to help you retain more listeners, get more listeners coming back for more, and you look on Apple Podcasts Connect and your retention time drops massively within the first minute. So you see there's a massive drop off. And then you listen to a podcast where they say, oh, just add three benefits your listeners will gain right at the start and completely forget about your guest. You then try that. You take the action to do that for your next few episodes, for the next couple of episodes. And then what you want to do is actually look and see the results. Did my engagement increase? Yes, my engagement increased. Great. That will give you the encouragement to keep taking that right action. And now, as you keep taking the right action, you get better at having these three benefits that people will gain. And because you get better at the three benefits listeners will gain, more of your listeners listen all the way to the end of your podcast episode. When more of your listeners listen all the way to the end of your podcast episode, they're more likely to return because the value of your show is extremely valuable. And that helps you grow your podcast. Another example, which I can give again with this positive feedback loop, would be something as simple as guessing on someone else's podcast, right? If you know that your podcast is growing consistently, so you know it's proven to retain listeners, right? And you just want to now accelerate that process. When you guess on similar podcasts to yours, let's say 5 in a single month, ask yourself, how significant was my growth versus the last month? And if the growth was, again, you guess on someone's podcast, you get in front of their audience, some of their audience discover your show and listen, and your podcast has now taken a massive jump up in terms of monthly downloads, you found a positive feedback loop. All you now have to do for the rest of time and eternity, if you needed to, is just consistently guest on more podcasts. And as you guest on more podcasts, you increase the discovery points of new listeners finding your show. And because you have a podcast that's proven to retain those listeners long term, your podcast will guarantee grow month after month. It's impossible for it not to work. And that is why you need to isolate specific actions, take the actions consistently, look at the results, and then have the conviction, knowing concretely that it works for yourself. We're not just talking to talk. Like, this works for our clients. This works for us. It absolutely works. So see it, implement it, and try it for yourself. And then you found your positive feedback loop.
Damn. Whew. That was a new Bible verse right there. Add that one to the podcasting testament. Damn. I think all we can do at this point is summarize and bring things to a close. I think, yeah, brilliantly said. So those are the three biblical laws of podcast growth. They're laws because from our experience and what we believe both wholeheartedly, these actually are black and white things in podcasting. So inputs equals outputs. You will get out what you put in over a long enough time span. And again, that just applies in life, right? This is just one that's true in most aspects of life, just really applied to podcasting. And that is black and white. Again, there might be variants. You might get lucky, you might get unlucky, but over a long enough time span, that will always be true. Never miss an upload, because missing an upload, whether that's delaying it or skipping it, will always hinder your momentum. Again, this is black and white. There is never a situation where not watering a plant can be a good thing. Actually, there is if you're overwatering it, but let's just, if you're watering it correctly and you just stop, there's never a situation where that would ever be a good thing for the plant. And the only predictable way to grow a podcast is through a positive feedback loop. Again, black and white. The only predictable way to grow is to know what works, to have tested it yourself, because that's the only way you can know it works for you. To know what actions you need to do, to experience the results, to listen to feedback, and then to be able to iterate that again and again, to repeatedly grow. There's no other way to predict growth. You can get lucky, you can try random things, and maybe something will work, but it is black and white that the only way to grow predictably is through positive feedback loops.
There you have it. And look, if you haven't already, be sure to go down to the show notes and grab your free copy of our best-selling book, podcast marketing, or typing www.getmorelisteners.com/book. And of course, what you'll also get is a totally personalized mini show audit. So again, that's completely personalized to you and your podcast. Yes, like I've said 1,000 times, this is absolutely 100% a bribe and a way to get you into our world and what we're doing.